As thousands of students across Rochester and Western New York head back to class next week, a small group will start the school year in a unique way. As WXXI's Beth Adams reports, dozens of students are enrolled in a high school program based on the philosophies of Henry David Thoreau.
The Walden Project is based at Cumming Nature Center in Naples. Students study and work outdoors in the woods and on the trails much of the time, and in all kinds of weather.
We don't have any tests. We don't have any grades. And for a certain kind of student, they just absolutely thrive in that type of environment.
Andy Webster is director of the program and one of its two teachers. He taught in public schools for about 10 years and felt something was missing.
As a classroom teacher, I would often look out and see students who were wanting to go deeper into the content that we were studying, but with the way that the public school system works, you just don't have the opportunity to be able to dive in as deeply. A lot of it is really focused on test-based learning.
The Walden Project is based on a similar program in Vermont. It's been around for 20 years. Students make their own lunches using vegetables they grow, and then they cook it in a cob oven they built out of clay, sand, and straw. They study the essential subjects, English, math, social studies, science, health, phys ed, and art, but they also spend time sitting and being present in nature and reading from Thoreau's book on his two-year sojourn to Walden Pond.
And our discussions meander, and they bring in current events, they bring in science and political science and philosophy, all sorts of different topics kind of all interweaving.
The Year Away program counts as 1 year of high school. Tuition is based on income. Some of the students have been homeschooled and are looking for more of a social experience. Others, like Vic Clark, felt anxious or disengaged in a public school setting. Clark identifies as pansexual and gender fluid.
And so public school was very hard for me, not just because of the restriction on creativity and the restriction on being able to express myself, but also because of rampant transphobia and homophobia in small towns.
Walden served as a gap year for 21-year-old Clark, who graduated from Wayland-Cohocton High School in 2016. Like the other students at Walden, Clark pursued a self-directed, independent research project. In this case, pioneers, feminism, and LGBTQ issues.
I was able to explore myself and get credit for it and have proper feedback from someone who I respected as a teacher and respected as a person, rather than just get like a grade on it and be done with it.
A favorite memory for Clark is when students visited their sister school in Vermont.
It wasn't snowing that day, but it got windy, and the trees above us all kept dropping the snow, and it seemed like it was only dropping snow directly on us. And we had discussions as snow was in our face, so we just stopped, brushed the snow out of our face, and continue talking.
Clark feels more confident and able to share ideas and describe Walden as not just a school, but an experience. The way Webster sees it, the opportunity to explore big and different ideas is part of the appeal of the program.
I think that's something that Henry David Thoreau represents. He was a nonconformist, and he was challenging the system. He was questioning everything that seemed normal. And I think for teenagers, I think that's why they especially relate to Thoreau. He was trying to, basically change the world.
For WXXI News, I'm Beth Adams.